he's here. It's the conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Hello, Ange. Happy Tuesday.
Hello, darling. Do you know... Do you know what tomorrow is? I'm sure you have it marked on your calendar. But in case you don't, I'm telling you, there's magic in the air, my friend. Tomorrow is the 7th year anniversary of when the poop hit the fan for me. And I got booted out of teaching and my new life started. So thank you, Jesus, 7 years ago tomorrow.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yes.
So the 10th of November.
Yes.
2014.
At 2:30 in the afternoon. I remember very specifically.
Wow. So the 10th of November is also the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. I remember that.
Oh, well, great. Yay.
And tomorrow, the 10th of November, 1990, is my wedding anniversary.
Well, see, it's all, it's a magical day, isn't it? Well, happy anniversary, Princess and Samuel.
Oh, to my princess. So we got the happy anniversary to my princess. Happy birthday to all those in the Corps. And then, sorry you lost your job 7 years ago.
Hey, you know what? Like I said at the time, you know, a friend of mine said, it doesn't feel like it now, but this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. And I always say this, best thing. God has to shake you from your complacency sometimes. That's just a fact.
Well, plus, so, I mean, look at how – you work for HISD. That is – I mean, what clean word – I guess you can say dumpster fire. I was talking to one of the folks running who tells me the 11th graders in HISD, only 12% passed the SATs, ACTs.
Right. I think it's 10%. And I've got some tea to spill about the election last week, if you'd like, if I may spill it.
Is this verified, whatever you're spilling?
Oh, yes. Okay. So the night of the election, we're all waiting for the results to come in. KHOU posts something on their website that says, there's a power outage in Harris County, and they're not going to be able to count the votes. And then we're like, okay, well, a water main didn't break. I mean, so the power's out. The reporter reporting outside of the election headquarters, the lights are all on, so that was a lie. Lena Hidalgo was the one who put these Fulton County ballot counters in right before the election. That's number two. Number three, the HISD elections were not counted for 2 hours after the ballot propositions, even though they were all on the same ballot. And number four, right. Now, here's where it gets interesting. 2 days before the election, Gary Monroe, who does not play, and the HISD board of trustees do not want him on the school board, District 5. 2 days before the election, he got some intel. His opponent, Myrna Guidry, had 2,800 absentee ballots ready to be dropped. When the absentee ballots were counted,
Slow down. So I just verified. Listen, because we run a huge
office. Verified.
Totally verified that some lady says I've got 2,000-something ballots and it's ready.
Gary Monroe, 2 days before the election, posted on his Facebook.
That's not verification. If I post on my Facebook that I slept with Jennifer Anderson.
No. 2 days, how did he know it was almost exactly 2,800 votes? And here's where Myrna Guidry messed up. And here's where HISD messed up. Gary Monroe's district is an incredibly low turnout district. There was like 900, 600, and then this woman gets 2,900 votes. No way. So if you take away those 2,800 votes, the woman got like 175 votes. There's massive fraud. They can't explain why the HISD was counted 2 hours after the ballot proposition. It stinks to high heaven. The school board meeting is Thursday, 5 o'clock, at the Hattie Mae Educational Center. I suggest the public comes out and listens to what they have to say.
Well, going back, here's what we can do. Like I said, don't come on the show and tell me some guy's Facebook post, because I've seen some crap that'll make your head spin when it comes to telling the truth.
Two days before.
If No, it's a Facebook post. But if they say there's a power outage and some little $18,000 a year reporter from Channel 11 is standing in front of a fully lit building.
Right.
Now you've got, to me, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. There's a power outage. That building's got juice. Why aren't you counting? That's
yeah,
good.
And there's a website you can go to find the power outages in the country. There were no power outages in the entire state of Texas that night. So something in the milk ain't clean. And think about this. The entire country swept red, but not the HISD school board. Weird, even though we do have three in runoffs. And we're going to win those seats, and we're going to kick these filthy leftists out, period.
Angela Boxwillis. Well, just from, like I said, it's embarrassing if you're involved at HISD. You should be embarrassed and just leave if the numbers are barely double-digit 11th graders can pass SAT, ACT. That's just, if there is no company that would allow 88% failure if it was profit-driven. So right there, if you're on the board, you need to get up and leave. Even if it was like 20, what was it? I saw 11. What number did you see percentage-wise?
10. They were crowing about. They were crowing. The year before it was 8% because of the Rona, and then now it's at 10%. And you know, in 3 years, they want to get it to 18%. Yay!
You'd be fired in the real world. And that's taxpayer money. The rate of the taxpayer continues. In the real world, if you had a company and 90% of the time you couldn't get it right, you wouldn't be working. Well, unless it was a government job for the city. But you wouldn't be working in the real world. That is something to really focus on, that the newsrooms are not allowed to share with you. If you,
well,
your company, nine out of ten kids cannot pass it, you're effed.
Well, not that's only that, is that so many of these kids now have to take remedial classes in college, remedial English, remedial math, remedial science, remedial social studies, whatever, history. And they're churning out these, you know, woke robots who can't construct a sentence. I mean, I've gotten emails from these people. I'm like, how are you working in the position you're in? You don't know. It blows my mind. It really, truly does. And we're creating an entire generation, now two generations, of people who just spew woke propaganda and can't, you know, don't know what a proper noun is or how to capitalize a sentence. Like,
hey, math and English are racist. You better get through. You're woke. Okay. Math. What school district was it? Seattle, who said you don't have to pass English? Chuck Tiller, was it Seattle? That was like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I just said, you don't have to pass English to graduate high school.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
right.
Can you imagine?
Right.
What? Conservative commentator Angela Boxwillis. And they, listen, if that's how you want your kids to be raised, God bless you. But what a effing disaster that you don't have to pass English to graduate from high school. I don't know what job you're going to get other than sitting on the government teeth the rest of your life, sitting in mom's basement, ordering up Hot Pockets, watching porn and playing Fortnite. No idea, but that's the Democrat life.
Yeah, not only that, the California, the teachers union in California said math is racist. So as I mentioned last week, I think I mentioned this last week on your show, CRT, this push to call everything racist is a way for Democrats to excuse their rampant failure because they own all of this. They own every last school.
Listen.
They own every last Democrat city. They are failures, and so they have to blame other people for their failures.
CRT doesn't exist, said some at MSNBC. And then I remember, like, Democrat consultants tried for about 16 hours.
Nicole Wallace. That's who said
She was the one?
Yeah, she was the one.
Did they fire her? Why didn't she say, like, slavery didn't exist, too, or the Holocaust never happened?
Idiot.
We found the first CRT book written in 1995 available on Amazon. It's in its third edition or something like that. And then the local stations had to bail on the Virginia story because not only did they have the governor, you got the first black lieutenant governor, which they were ordered. But we played that CBS morning show. History was made in the elections when, and we're waiting, a Asian lady won in Boston. We're like, oh.
Right.
And then you got the attorney general, Hispanic, and then whatever they call their House of Representatives, House of Delegates or something. Dude, it went all red. Isn't that crazy? Virginia is all red.
All red. And, you know, the fix is in New Jersey. I love how the Democrats, they're so blatant now about their cheating. They're like, oh, hey, hang on. I know Bergen County was 100% counted when you went to bed last night. But when we woke up, look, Murphy got 20,000 extra votes and they all went for him. I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore. It's amazing to me to watch. And I don't think they're going to get away with it. Citarelli, this guy that's the Republican, who should be governor of New Jersey, keep your eye on that race. It's going to get interesting. And the RNC better get off their butts and do something about this fraud.
Done. 10th of November special for all of us.
Yes,
Angela Fox left a failing, burning, sinking, embarrassing ship called HISD, where, according to reports, only 10% of the 11th graders could pass an SAT ACT. Oh, my gosh. Of course, that's also the question of my question.
And did you hear, before you go to break, did you hear
that? Oh, wait, she's telling me when to go to break. I'm sorry.
The Navy christened a ship the Harvey Milk yesterday, and it was christened by a transgender veteran because we don't have enough clowns in the world. We need some more.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had a guy in a dress break the bottle?
Yeah. Or whatever they wear. I don't know. Clown world.
I've got to go look at that. That is
I'll send it to you. It's funny.
Okay. Angela Fox, conservative commentator, continue doing what you're doing out there. Straight.
I shall.
Houston, America's Sport Live said it. Go out there and start up from you know what.
Always, baby. See you next week.
You got to have a wonderful 10th.
Happy anniversary.
10th day of November.
Bye.
These are